President Barack Obama has announced that he's renaming Mount McKinley in Alaska to Mount Denali. That's a name generations of Alaskan natives, some people call them First Americans, have been using, and it means the Great One. And in reaction to this, we are joined on the line by Jackie Pata. She's with the National Congress of American Indians in Washington. And welcome to my show, Jackie.
Thank you.
Hey, what is your reaction to this news about the name change?
Well, actually, I'm from Alaska, so I'm really excited. I think this is a great step forward in Alaska. We've been calling it Denali forever. So.
And what does it mean to the Alaskan people?
Well, I think it really shows that, you know, in Alaska, we really care about Alaskans. And this is the desire of Alaskans. It's the traditional name in Alaskans. You know, President McKinley never came to Alaska, and I recognize wanting to honor him with the highest, you know, the mountain with the highest peak in the North America. But I think this just really allows this mountain to be represented as what it is, which is an Alaska name, an Alaska mountain.
Well, John Boehner, Speaker of the House, he's a Republican, as you know, and he said in a press release, and I'll quote it, McKinley served our country with distinction during the Civil War as a member of the Army. He made a difference for his constituents and his state as a member of the House of Representatives and as governor of the great state of Ohio, and he led this nation to prosperity and victory in the Spanish-American War as the 25th President of the United States. And he says he's deeply disappointed. What is your reaction to Mr. Boehner's comments?
Well, my reaction is, you know, Alaskans are really a different kind of breed of people, and we really care about things that are from Alaska, you know, that are Alaskan. And I think it's, you know, time to represent how Alaskans feel about something within their own state. I mean, this is the historic and traditional name. Restoring it to its historic and traditional name and honoring Alaska Natives as well as Alaskans, I think is the right thing to do.
Some people say it's President Obama reaching out to the people of Alaska and the American Indians who haven't seen a lot of presidents visiting.
I think this has been a debate that's been going on for 30-plus years. The fact that it's happening when President Obama happens to be here just says the significance of just putting to bed some of these old issues and resolving them in favor of Alaskans.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jackie. I appreciate your insight on this subject, which is so dear to you.
Thank you.